啲冇。Truck to defrost to be able to go.
Got some ice on the ground.
That, but man, the truck's frosted over big time.
A few years ago, I lived in Connecticut for a while. I used to, what I would do is I would take the snow. I'd go up, I worked, the machine shop was in the garage. You couldn't really get a car in there, too easy. So I used to go downstairs, set the heater on the frost. Go downstairs, Harold Carver here, John. I go downstairs, punch the trial, set the choke, fire it up, walk inside, make the coffee. So I got up, Carver's running fast off, the doors wouldn't open. I used to bring out a couple times, I used to take the torch and heat the lock. With the map gas torch, I'd follow the lock when it froze.
Yeah, as you lay your vehicle running in your yard, somebody will steal it before you can get back out to it.
No, I never. They wouldn't do that. I knew everyone in the neighborhood. They stole my car. I'd fire them. They'd regret that quite a bit. Broke in one time and did just that, and we've tracked them down. Did do it again.
Yeah, Roger. I hear you.
This morning.
Good this morning.
But I don't know what it is. It's kind of here and there, and I think it's a damn Wi-Fi or something. I don't know what it is. Find a hacksaw, do you? Tape measure, I got to cut a sleeve about 5.7 inches. And the only way I can think of cutting it by hand is with a hacksaw, put a zip tie or something around it so that you can get cut it straight.
I don't have any here at the house.
Problem is, I don't have a braille tape measure, so I can't read the stupid tape measure to cut it. Good this morning, well, another day.
Okay, so it'll be report day all day today, and that, so that's how it usually works out on Monday unless they got some kind of emergency.
For the weekend, they always come up with something. Against corporate meetings. When I worked for a machine shop, my old boss, we had a discussion one day, and I said, listen, everybody should know everybody else's job in the shop. Everybody should, it doesn't matter who's out, somebody else should be able to help somebody else out. And I said, if there's a discussion and the family doesn't get along, a business is like a family. If the family doesn't get along, the situation should be stopped immediately, and the person that's caused it should be immediately fired unless they can resolve it. And this is my position wasn't very popular in the shop. It was?
What's that?
The shop lost about $250,000 and went under. I lost all labor. In other words, I lost $150 an hour, but I didn't lose the machine. But I lost most of my earnings ability over it. A few minutes to frost that windshield because then I just got to get some heat in it.
Oh, I'm rolling down the road now. I've been rolling about a minute right now.
It's pretty cool. People don't realize. One good thing about electric fans and all that stuff, I think every car should have an electric fan. It should have no fan blade at all because electric fans are really good because if you set them up right, you don't have a fan until the engine gets hot. So, you know, if you think about it, you waste a lot of power turning that fan blade. The other thing is, why not let the alternator heat put the fans on right here and move more air that way?
And this one's got one of those clutch type fans on it that has a big coil on the end, and when the hot air comes through the radiator, then it causes the fan to engage.
Except they fail quite often.
It's the guys this morning.
have not. It's got to be at least 5:30, quarter to 6.
It's only 5:15. I was a few minutes early this morning.
They're probably not running if I'm running late. 40 Democrats proposed for a law. Democrats proposed for a law. They want to make it so that illegals can not be prosecuted for a lot of illegal crimes, and we have to admit them in this country, and we can't. Then their families, and then we can't, and all their health care costs have to be our costs, and we can't throw them out for certain crimes. And they can't be deported either.
You seeing that happening? KN4TFW.
Right, but the point is, they're trying to get away with it.
DOT Mobile.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Yeah, a little bit frosty this morning. I was frosted over big time.
The old defrost myself. It's completely frosted over on this car. But it didn't take too long. It was just a thin layer. And I got a clear windshield, and we're moving.
Back today?
I think so. If I remember correctly, when I was looking at some stuff on Friday afternoon before I left, if there's a few big projects that are supposed to be rolling up this morning, and if they all show up, we'll have a good bit on our hands. But it's one of those things. If you just never know if people are going to keep their commitments or not and show up. So I guess it'll just be a surprise to everybody.
Yeah, Roger on that one. Yeah, today's report day for me, so it'll just be a sit in front of the computer type of day, hopefully.
Got nothing wrong with that, I guess. No machine crashes over the weekend?
No, none that they called me about anyway.
Did your wife have the weekend off?
In the evenings, and then she thought she was going to have yesterday evening off, but then when she got to work, one of the girls was sick, and she ended up having to work a double. She got to work a double today, too, and a double on Wednesday.
That's a way to start a week off.
Well, they just can't work when they're sick.
I'm with you on all that mess. I'm a huge supporter of if you're actually legitimately sick, you don't need to be out, because then you wipe out the rest of the crew. Especially in her case, we're dealing with the general public all day. You definitely don't want to be giving that around and helping spread all this mess. But if you got a headache or something like that, all right, people, let's plug through it. We'll be all right.
We're going to be hosed when we retire.
That.
C-Mobile.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning.
Just tootling in, and we'll see what happens.
Getting in that Prius?
No, I got the part in. But I ain't worked on it.
On Saturday?
And I took a couple videos there at the house, and we really enjoyed it. I wish we'd have got more. I'd love to seen some snow stick around.
And I still had a little bit on the deck the next morning, but that was about it. But it snowed on up till about 4 o'clock at the house.
Four wheel up the mountains when it snows. There's a good trail back off in there. I'd love to try.
What we need.
Disappointed this year that we didn't get any more snow.
Boy, duck seat's out again.
This morning.
This morning, I had to look at my phone. I don't have no text on my phone or anything. I know he had some issues over the weekend with some dogs.
Dogs being sick, or wild dogs, or neighbor's dogs?
I don't know, something about some pit bulls and his son's dog.
Yeah, I don't think he has a pit bull.
No, stupid hand, I can't handle it all, dog.
Handled it, though.
Well, you know the worst part of that is? The worst part is, most times, if the handler would handle the dog the right way, you know, the dog wouldn't get away with that crap.
Pal, some of them dogs, that stuff's bred into them.
About a half a kilo of old Zap will teach you a little lesson to calm his little attitude down a little bit. If you got a shepherd, you can train instincts out of just about anything. For doing that kind of stuff. I'm going to trade the instinct out of a Siberian Husky.
Those are the most aggravating dogs that ever walked the planet.
I told you a friend, blind guy I knew, had a Siberian Husky for a guide dog. What's up? And this is funny. I was in a hotel in Florida. And this guy said, his dog guy, right? I just had to walk to my door. He says, could you do me a favor? Could you call my dog? I said, yeah. He showed me the Siberian Husky he had for a guide dog. The dog came over to me, so I grabbed his dog from it. I was going down the hall and get it.
Two important facts that verify my point. Number one is his dog ran away. Or he lost it. The dog left him. Number two is he came to somebody else instead of back to his owner. I think that is enough evidence for that particular case.
The harness, so therefore, he was taken out of harness. And by the way, my friend Sharice Shepherd did the same thing. They will do that. When they're not in harness, they're just like a regular dog.
My duty.
I just called him, he came to me, and I when he came back, he brought the harness back, and that was the end of it. And but my friend Sheree had a shepherd. And the same thing, and that's why one of the rules is, you never pet a guide dog in harness. Funny story about that?
Damn.
Listening.
A friend of mine works in a laundromat, Jim Hearn, down in Danbury, Connecticut, and he used to make the mistake of petting his dog in harness. Well, one morning he was in a hurry, forgot to pet the dog, and a dog ran into a phone pole.
Siberian Husky.
Dog crap. That's funny. A good way to jack that Prius up, or you got a lift or something, or can you get access to a lift to do that? Because if you have to, if you're, well, you can put it on stands, but if you got a lift, it's a lot easier.
Do Mike.
Catch that last transmission now.
I have access to a lift to do that, to work on that Prius.
A pit, I think one of the guys at work had just done one about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. He used a pit. He said it only took him about an hour.
The thing is to make sure you follow the discharge procedure for all the to discharge everything, to disable things if you got to stick your hands up, and that's the most important thing. And if you got dielectric gloves or NAPA has gloves, just use gloves if you're working on something like electric dielectric gloves, because just in case.
Up out of here, I'm rolling up to work. 7-3s, everybody. Have a fantastic day. KK4POT.
Have a good one, Tim. We'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC.
Oh, nice. The only thing, you know, they outlawed the explosion-proof stuff. I've worked in pits, but pits are kind of nice. The only thing you got to watch out for is one time my buddy put a car in a pit, and he was too dead to line up, I almost fell in the pit. The car almost fell in the pit when he slammed the door.
Pits have rails on them.
Those are proof stuff you're supposed to have in them?
That's that up to date, but they've got rails to where your car, your vehicle. And we pull tractor trailers over them, so they've got like a 4-inch rail on each side of the pit so that the tires won't roll off in there.
Yes, my brother used to do transmissions and all that stuff in the big rigs, and people don't realize how big that stuff really is.
We don't use a pit to do transmissions. We do those on the floor.
There's enough room under the truck. They have jacks you just roll here. You can just roll them around. If you need a pit for other things, it's nice to have. You don't need it for transmissions. I forgot what those transmissions. I think they weigh about 1,500 pounds. I think something like that.
It's in our shop, so we got plenty of pit space.
You know what pits are nice for? If you're doing an in chassis on a diesel. See, most people don't understand. You can do an in chassis on a diesel. You can change sleeves. You can do everything you got to do pretty much in the truck most times.
Conventional or cab over, one of the long nose, it's tough to deal with one of those engines that's back in up underneath the cab partially.
But technically, you might have to take it out. But, one of my friends had a diesel block one time, and it cracked by the cam bearings. And he welded the whole thing back up. They did it with arc weld. They welded it all back up and fixed it. And I found out how to get the sleeves in and out of them real easy and all kinds of stuff. I've never done the sleeves and stuff, but I know some of the tricks to do them. Some of the old cats and stuff. And man, those things are freaking heavy. I used to put the head in the tank, and I used they are just big. When you think about it, you can go over 1 million miles with those things, and you can change crankshaft, rods, pistons, and everything just go right back around. I had an old B-model Mac, and he bought one truck. He's had this truck since he started. He drove over 4 million miles with the same truck. Amazing, isn't it?
I'm sure he had to do some work on that, but it's possible. Double yesterday, so I was there at the house, played a little bit on the radio, but the band gods weren't very good this weekend. So water pump, thermostat in on the Polaris, and it started snowing, and we finished that job, so I headed back to the house, stoked my wood stove up, and me and my wife sat there and watched it snow out those windows, and it was just beautiful. Yeah, I imagine it really was. We called the grandkids, woke them up, tell them it was snowing down there in Anderson so they could go out and play. And then we waited for it to come, and then once it got to snowing here in Greer, then I went ahead and walked the dog so she could walk out in it for a little bit. Love playing this stuff. Pulling up here at work, so it'll be report day. Boy, I'm really looking forward to that. But I hope to get you guys back again tomorrow, and hope you guys have an awesome day. And I'll say 73, KN4TFW. Have a good day. Be safe. And 73 to you, KK4 and Nixie.
Free assault on the weekend. It'll be nice to have your heat back.
So, Al.
This stuff we're out. I didn't play around. I wish I could. Next time we really get some snow, we're going to play around in it. I want to see about a half a foot before winter's over.
See that much snow, but I don't know if we'll get another one squeezed in this year.
I think toward the end of February we will. It weren't very good. If we can use it when you get on several weather conditions, it gets kind of crazy, especially on HS. snow stack and thunderstorms anywhere in the country about 500 miles away at night, especially at night. It beats the band right up. On AM radio, I've been listening around at night, and I've been noticing the band conditions are very unusual. Skip is kind of weird, and, you know, we're hearing stations from different spots, and weird radio conditions, you know, bands, and I've heard their ORD on AM in the morning. Sometimes you can't even hear it from here, and that's not very far away from here at all. Yeah, I know, it's some bad spots. Those antenna phased and stuff like that, that'll make a big difference. About halfway to work if you're down in that bad spot. People are just by listening to it. It's the worst time I have heat in a car, I hate that.
I'm in my bias car.
Yeah, for the most part, you're hitting this repeater pretty good. In a bad spot now.
I'm fixing to drop down in another hole here.
That time, he threw most of that hole, but not always all of it. Sometimes what happens is the signal's not real strong on the repeater. I think you were knocking the repeater right out. It sounded like it, but it's you're in a bad. There's a lot of spots down through there, real hard to get. This antenna back up on the building somewhere out of the way and get this antenna so I get on HF again. I can't wait. Something clear. I almost thought about putting a horizontal piece of pipe, kind of put a copper pipe at elbow and stick on a side on a railing, see what happens.
It would be better than an antenna in the room.
And in the room with it is the fact that, you know, it's kind of dangerous. If something hits or touches it, you're going to get lit up. I'm going to tell you that. It was not fun. Fabricate something to do it with.
Static face.
Oh. Top to an elbow, and then I can somewhere around here. I have one of those little vices. You know, you could clamp the antenna to the vise and then just strap the vise to the railing. But I can't find a little vise I had. I have a little teeny vise. I can't seem to find it. I had looked everywhere. I crawled on the floor behind things. I have no idea.
Five.
Yeah, I gotta get a hold of it. I gotta get this blunt heck out of here. And all I got done, I just want to get it out of here and help him get that other engine for the rest of the parts and get this job the heck done over with. Over. 4.5 hours to beat that thing apart with a 2-pound sledgehammer.
Take apart.
This is rods and stuff out of it.
Nothing in there.
The both cracked heads, and the thing is, the cam from the antifreeze was seized in there too. I couldn't even get the cam out. That took me 3 hours to get the cam out. I had one that stubborn. I hit a shot one time with Eric. He hit on one. I used the rod in the middle of the piston, you know, and And I said, "Here, Brian, you give him 2 bucks." He said, "Oh, you're never going to get this thing apart." He whacked a couple times. He gave up after 2 minutes. I didn't crack nothing getting it apart. I'll tell you, I didn't think it was going to... Well, of course I thought it was just a little bit seized. It didn't look real bad. You know, he probably didn't know about it. Get mad spot now.
I'm doing good now. I'm just about a half a mile from the job.
Here because sometimes she's over at work by the time. I didn't really sleep real good last night. I was a lot of pain.
Got going on today.
Here, I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can't get that stupid ring strap apart and see if it's worth saving it. If not, I'm going to see if I can find that sleeve and see if I can figure out a way to measure that thing somehow to see if I can't get that thing cut.
While you're down there, look for your vibe.
But unfortunately, I don't want to leave it outside. It's a big pipe place. I suppose I could screw that to the rail. That'd be a big one. Yeah, I know. I got to find something to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I just... Of course, it's going to rain again today.
Can't you just hang that thing in a tree? Anything better than in your house.
About the best spot, we're going to get it.
That didn't get all that white noise and fade away today.
A couple times of scratch, but it's really, I don't know what it is. I tried to find an AM radio, so I could try to find it. You know, I got to go outside and start walking around and try to find it. Wednesday, so cast 470 degrees, and I'll just wait around and see if Ed jumps in there. Level, it slid the wood apart, and then we're going to have to Now, I don't know if you can, it's about, I haven't taken a cell phone yet to figure out what angle everything's on, to figure out how much we got to move the building yet. I haven't had a chance to get that tape measure and start measuring everything. I'll let you know, though.
Like I said, let me know. We'll take a ride down and take a look and see if it's something we can do.
They help me give me some ideas of this antenna. Maybe we can come up with two heads. Maybe we can come up with something. I know what we need to do. We just, I'd like to do something temporary.
Discussion several times, and I'll have to look and see what I can think of when I come down there.
If I go on the internet one day when you get time, you can look up my address. You'll see where my tower is in my building, where everything is.
Maybe I'll do that later this afternoon when I get home.
I tell you, that building's a pain. I've helped with a couple real bad buildings before, and man, I'll tell you what, I worked on boilers, all kinds of stuff, but man, not something I like doing.
Leveling a building like that is doable, and sometimes it's not.
In an old machine shop years ago, we had to use old black iron pipe over and modify a boiler and do all kinds of weird stuff. But man, three-phase wiring and ripping old wiring. The factory really had wiring the walls with hot and all kinds of weird stuff. Dangerous stuff. I hate that.
That you need level.
About 10, 12 years old. It's not too bad at all. The building's not bad. You see, it's a nice building. It just wasn't done right.
Problems, or?
I was done. The person did it, just didn't use their brain.
So is there a problem with the footers? Why is it becoming unlevel?
Anyway, the building is fine. The floor is used. It's the second story that was a problem. The first floor is fine. It's just when you raise the ceiling up and put on a sill plate, you screwed up. It's out of plumb a little bit, so it's going to be a little. You know, you work on everything inside the building, it's just going to be a lot of pain. Ain't where to do it.
We're going to be able to help you on the second floor. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to help you.
We have a good laser level, so that you can let me know how far off square it is. We can figure it out, at least.
Let's figure out, but yeah, I have lasers. But there's not that much to figure out as to how far it's off. It doesn't really matter. It's being able to access and get to it and actually straighten out a second level floor like that. That's some major work.
Just take a look at my antenna. We'll figure one thing at a time. I got a couple ideas to get around that.
If I get a chance, one day I'll take a ride down there. I'm pretty heavily booked up for the next couple, 2-3 months anyway.
Google where my tower is. You can at least get an idea where your antenna is. You can get an idea to give me an idea how to deal with it.
Now, like I said, I'm up at 4:30 every morning. I don't get home till 6. And dinner and pretty much bed. So I'll give it a try when I can.
I know. I'm going to be doing the same thing all over again when I get feeling a little better. It looks like old Mr. Uncle Sam wants to do 5 more years of hard leg work, and I'm not looking forward to it. But you know what? Maybe it's what I need.
I've got to do.
Pretty good where we are now.
That light, that if I pull up 3 feet, I'll lose you.
I mean, where are you headed today?
Thank you, Art, which is not real far from my house, but my business partner's truck is in the shop, so I'm actually driving to his place in Fairview first, pick him up, and then back to Art to work.
You got to pick him up, then you got to both go to work, and hopefully you got all your supplies you're going to need.
The owner, we give him a list every day of what we need if we don't have it, so he should have everything there. We have been off the job for 2 days, so he should have everything that he needs there by today for sure. Hello. I'm on the freeway, and I'll probably lose you when I get close to the weigh station and then pick you back up after I pass it.
Where?
5 miles to go, but usually I switch over to the 640 repeater about now.
Is it?
146.640. Pretty sure it's got a 91.5 tone on it.
I think I got it programmed in.
Okay.
06 or 607 right now.
About the time?
Well, if I'm supposed to get up. Well, I had programming that thing because I couldn't, you can't see to set the alarm, so you had to go without you being able to look at the menu to set it. Because I'm not sure I can hit that other repeater or not.
I'll see you here in a minute, Al. I'm going to go over to 146-640 if you're able to find it. And I'll be over there at D7J4.
What's 140?